This morning, we are chatting with Jacob Hart, the executive director of the New Holman Area Community Center. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about the Holman Area Community Center.
Yeah, the center opened in September 1st, 2020, so it's been a year of really just trying to provide some virtual programming. We're located in the same facility as the new Dave and Barb Scogan Boys and Girls Club, and then we also have a branch of the school district of Holman in the facility as well. So three partners kind of came together after years of project planning and presentations in the Holman community, figuring out how to best serve all the generations in the community and all the needs in the community. Now on our end at the community center, we provide daily programming for adults, families, and seniors. We do fitness programming, recreational programming, social activities, educational activities, mental health programs, a senior meal every day. Basically, you name it, and whatever area of interest, whatever need that might exist, we try our best to fulfill that. So we have programs across the spectrum, and we work with over 20 different community partners to make that happen. It's open to everybody in the Holman area, not just Holman residents. So we've got residents of La Crosse, of Onalaska, of the town of Holland, who all come in and enjoy the facility. And we're really just trying to get more folks to learn about it and to come on in.
And that's exactly, Jacob, why you guys are doing your event this coming Thursday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I call it our year late grand opening, right? So we weren't able to do kind of anything big last year. And this year, you know, it's probably still a smaller scale than it would be without the circumstances that we're currently living in. But we're trying our best to make sure that we can still celebrate as a community. So what that's going to look like is from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, the facility is going to be open to the public. We're going to offer some tours during that time. We have some program demonstrations happening on our end at the community center, and the Boys and Girls Club, I know as well, will have program demonstrations and staff available as well on that side. But you get to see the whole space, and then at 6 o'clock, we do have a short program where you're going to get to hear from some of our program partners, some of the community organizations that made this happen, some of the influential folks that were really a big part of the project history. This is going back 14 years in the community. And so really, it's just a time where you're going to get to see the space, hopefully see some old friends, make some new ones, and then really check out all we have to offer. Our full fall calendar is going to be available that day, so you'll get to see what we're going to be offering through the months of September through November and get to sign up things as well if you like. We have volunteer opportunities, membership, of course, and then program opportunities. So you name it, you're going to get to find out what it is on Thursday, and we hope to see you there.